Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Aleph, Sanhedrin 31a, pagination is 61, starting from the Mishnah that begins about 5 lines up from the wide lines. The Mishnah says, Kol zman shemevi raya, any time that a person brings proof, so seres adin, he has the right to contradict the ruling which was considered final by the court, but if he brings proof, he's going to be able to reopen the case. However, Omar lo, if they told him, Korayas sheyeshloch, any proofs that you have, havei mikan ad shloshim yom, bring them now for up to 30 days. Umatza besok shloshim yom, so sir, if he finds something within 30 days, he can still contradict what was going to be the final ruling. But after 30, he won't be able to. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, what do you want from somebody who wasn't able to find the proof within the 30 days, and he found it after the 30 days? A proof is a proof. Why can't you let him reopen the case if that's the truth? We're looking for truth. What's the difference? And indeed, in the Gemara, on the first line of the Gemara, if you peek ahead, Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, in this first case of the Mishnah, indeed, the ruling is going to be like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that if we believe that he only found this proof now, and it's legitimate proof, then we're going to accept it and reopen the case and strive for truth. There is a concern which is brought, which if the person did not bring the proof right away, then their cases, really mentioned in the Mishnah, which we're not going to accept it because we have reason to believe that he himself knows that it's not a good proof. Amar lo, we say to him, they said to him, havei edim, bring witnesses to whatever the litigation is about. V'amar eli edim, and he says, I don't have witnesses. Amar, they told him, havei raya, bring a proof. V'amar eli raya, I have no proofs. And later on, he brings a proof, he finds Edim, Hareza in a klum is nothing. He already told us he has no proof. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel again says, Mayaseze Shalohaya Yodeya Sheyeshlo Edim, Umatza Edim. What do you want from somebody who didn't know that he has witnesses, and now he found them? Lo yedeya sheyishlo raya, he didn't know that he has a proof of matzah raya, now he found a proof, accept it. The Mefarshim discuss in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought, if indeed the proof that he has now is something about which it could be said, I don't have it, and then it became available to him, such as a proof that was out of the country, and he didn't see any reason to mention it. The likelihood of it coming was perhaps minimal, and now it's here. So then his comment of, I have no proof, is not going to be his undoing. In fact, we have a very blatant example of this, where the person did not anticipate the proof, told us they don't have any proof, and then proof appeared, and we do accept it. Take a look towards the bottom of the Amud, 7 lines up at the beginning of the line. Hahu Yenuka, there was a case of a child, Ditavuhu Ledina, Kamei Rav Nachman, he was summoned to a judgment in front of Rav Nachman, Amalei, and Rav Nachman asked him, Islach Sadi, do you have any witnesses? Amalei lo, I have no witnesses. Is the Chraya, do you have any proofs? Amalei lo, I don't have any proofs. Chayve Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman obligated him in whatever the case was, and he was going to have to pay. Havaka bochi va'ozil. He went out of the court crying as he walked. Now, you do realize that the fact that he's crying doesn't alter the ruling, and Rav Nachman has no right to be a soft-hearted person and reverse the case because this young man is crying. That's judgment. Unfortunately, it's a time when the truth has to stand. And based on the fact that he had no proof, there was no way to defend him from the payment that was being required of him. Shamu Hanach Inchi, there were these people, though, Omrule, who told him, Ananyad Inan Bemili de Avuch, we know about the affairs of your father, and we would be able to say testimony on your behalf, because we know what your father did or didn't do, or how he ran the business. They had proof that could be brought to bear on the case. Amar Rav Nachman, when Rav Nachman heard this, he said, Beho afilu Rabbanan modu, even the Rabbanan Shita in the Mishnah that was more strict about reopening the case, even they would agree, Diyanuka b'mili da'avua lo yoda, that a child doesn't know all the affairs of his father, and if his crying perhaps was the cause that everybody started talking about the case, but the fact is that now that people were made aware that the child is in a court case and needs proof, and they come forward and they say legitimate proof, Rav Nachman says we can certainly accept it, even though the child said initially that he has no proof. I'd like to share a phenomenal piece of Gemara, particularly with the Rashi, which is found on Amud Beis, towards the end of the Perek, counting up from the bottom of the page, about 7 lines. Shochu leil Mar Ukva. They sent a message to Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva was apparently a great scholar. Perhaps he was in charge of the Beis Din. And a message was sent to him regarding a case that he could have influence in to try to settle. We're not going to get into the case. I'd like to simply get in to the title by which they addressed him. Again, Shochu leil Mar Ukva. They sent a message to Mar Ukva. L'dezivle kibar bisyo, whose shine is like that of the son of Bisya. Who's Bisya? Bisya is the famous daughter of Paro who drew Moshe out of the water. Sometimes she's called Basya. And the shine of Mar Ukva's face was like that of the son of Bisya, meaning Moshe. So let's really simplify this. Mar Ukva had a shine like that of Moshe. And they addressed him as such, to respect him. Says Rashi, L'mi shemakrin orponov kemoshe Rabbeinu. The flesh of his face shone like that of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know from the Torah, from the Pasuk, that Moshe had to wear a mask when he spoke to the people because the shine was so intense. The Kedusha, the holiness, was so great. Good. Shagidlaso Bisya Basparo. He was raised by Bisya Basparo. Skip about 4 lines down, and you'll see this astounding statement from Rashi. Uma Tzosi, B'Sefer Haggadah, I found in the Agadic material, Shahoyu Mar Ukva Bal Tshuva. Mar Ukva was a person who did tshuva. Now, very often today, we refer to a Bal Tshuva as a person who was a Tinek Shanishpa and turned over his life totally to become observant. And it's a Bal Tshuva. We even have a title, a BT, Bal Tshuva. This term, Bal Tshuva, is the more traditional usage of the word. The person is totally observant, but he has something in his life that's challenging, and he did tshuva on it. Shanosan Einav Beisha Achas. He was eyeing a certain woman. Vehela Libotino. And his heart actually developed a bad craving for her. V'nofal becholi, and he became sick over it. V'eshes ish hoysa, and she was a married woman. And he's dealing with this problem. L'yamim, after a period of time, nitzru chalilvos mimenu, she needed to borrow money from him. U'mitoch dochka, and because of her stress in need of the money, nisratzis lo, she actually acquiesced, agreed to his advances. V'kovash yitzro, and he overcame his desire. U'patra l'shalom, and he let her go in peace without violating her. V'nisrapa, and he was healed. That means that at the time of the temptation, he was still sick with desire for her. And when he went out into the marketplace, there was a candle, a light that illuminated on his head that was granted to him from heaven, a special glow. And that's why you find elsewhere in the Gemara also that he's called Tzutzisa, the man with the shine. Because he had a shine like Moshe, that type of shine. Because he had a desire and it was available to him and he overcame the desire, did not act upon it, and was then healed and granted this special illumination. There's a lot to think about on this story and this Mar Ukva, who was addressed as such. But I think the most basic lesson for us is that very often in our generation, there are people who have a desire and they automatically, right away, reformulate the laws and say that they have a drive that God gave them and the laws of morality must change. And we see, and this is a real fact of life, that the ability of the human being to overcome the Yetzer Hara is far greater than people realize. And Mar Ukva, who did overcome, is referred to with this shine, similar to Moshe. And indeed, the Rambam describes that a person has the ability not to be a Navi like Moshe, but to be a Tzaddik like Moshe. If a person fulfills the role, the challenges, he meets them, whatever it is that Hashem put him into this world for, and he addresses that, then he could be described as a tzaddik kemoshe. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.